Welcome to the official podcast of PHP Architect. Join us to listen to the latest news and tech talk from our conferences, the magazine, and wider PHP community.
What happened? Why did we switch again?
I think because I turned my camera on before yours. Because you forgot again.
I did forget again. That's why I keep having you on, John. Otherwise, I'd be doing this myself. man, it is freaking hot in SoCal again. Like, they're calling for it to get back up to the 90s.
That's crazy.
Oh, man. Tell you, it's tough life.
I know. Don't have to shovel. We don't have to shovel our driveways, and we get sunshine.
I mean, you can shovel your driveway if you really want, you know. Get all that ash off of it. All right, we're going to try something today. I'm on Wi-Fi only. Why am I on Wi-Fi only, John? I'll tell you why.
Because your internet sucks? I mean...
My internet sucks. Yeah. I was on a Zoom call today, dropped three times, like in the first 15 minutes of the Zoom call. And I'm the host. It was my Zoom call. Can't figure it out.
So did it immediately kick everyone out?
No, because Zoom will, by nature, hand off the hosting to somebody else. But yeah, the first two times it did the thing where I was still online. Like I could still hear them and see them. And they just couldn't hear or see me. So I heard them talking. Oh, it looks like Eric dropped. Yeah, he's been having issues with his internet. I'm like, I'm right here. And then I don't know when to start talking because they can't hear me. You know, like everything looks normal to me. And then I dropped and Zoom just completely had it. You know, Zoom completely dropped me and had to start back up. So we're going to try Wi-Fi. I don't have a lot of hope for it. Yeah. I think I'm going to have to just break down and get somebody to softwire a network cable to my new office. I don't know if it's this coax cable converter that I have or what. Like, I'm just running out of options. Like, I can't think of anything else. I feel like when I was running the cable to Beck's office, where the router is, not the router, the switch is, we didn't have this issue. It's only when I started trying to do that coax thing, we had the issue. So, I'm tired of computers. Maybe I should just not fix it and just get off the computer altogether.
There you go.
I feel like a lot of people.
That's probably the answer right there. For sure. Hey, Eric, what are people listening to right now?
We are listening to the PHP podcast, John. And this is the podcast, the official podcast of our wonderful company, PHP Architect, with one of the best teams out there. Yeah. We record this podcast every Thursday, according to conditions of my parole. So here we are. But we do want to thank our partners at Displace. Displace is standing behind us for this podcast, and we'll talk about them a little later. Are you going to say something?
You too can be part of this episode by joining us in Discord over at discord.phparch.com. I'll figure out how to point at things at some point. Yeah, be part of the live conversation. Join us all weekend there.
You see, it's already popping off in there. You got the Busy Pixel over on YouTube. I don't know why you're on YouTube, Busy Pixel. Does your new job not let you have Discord? Duck Nizzle rocking in. I saw Jeffrey out there earlier. So
yeah. I already liked the video on YouTube. So, you know, you should be like Jeffrey and go over to youtube.com/phparch and throw a little thumbs up on this video.
Click like and subscribe and all the buttons.
Yep. All the fun stuff.
All the fun stuff. I did coding, John. I did coding. Or actually, I did debugging. I almost reached out to you, by the way.
I was going to say, no, you're fine. Oh. I was saying, hold on, like you did coding. We should all be scared.
Oh man, that's pretty much how it goes. Somebody says something, I'm like, oh shit, am I gone? Am I not here? Am I dead? I feel like I'm dead. Have you ever thought that? Like, have you ever sat there like, I'm not really sure I'm alive anymore. Like, maybe I passed away.
No, I haven't.
Dude. Side note, side quest. We'll talk about my coding fiasco a little later. kind of along the same lines. You know, I don't partake in the legalization of marijuana a whole lot, just because I don't find a lot that works for me for the edible piece. And I have, because of the chemo I went 3 years ago, my lungs are all scarred. So I'm not really supposed to smoke anything, like no smoke of any sort. So I try to do the edible. The wife has some, she enjoys, but I have a trouble finding one that I like. And I got, so every time I go, I'll ask them for some, you know, some recommendations. And the lady's like, you know, do you have a high drug tolerance? I'm like, I mean, like normal prescription drugs. Yeah. I don't know about pot, but yeah, I have a pretty high drug tolerance. And so she sells me this stuff, and I come home and I take it. And like I said, it didn't feel like it was doing anything. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to drink some scotch and, you know, try to calm down that way. That might have been a mistake, because I'm sitting down in my little hot tub. My hot tub's going. It's just me. And, you know, I'd already drank my scotch. And like it'd been like an hour since I drank the scotch, and all of a sudden it hit me, and I'm like, oh shit! And like at first it was like kind of pleasant, and then it was like I'm sitting in the hot tub. I'm like, I'm not sure if I'm underwater or above water. Like, am I underwater right now? I don't think so. I think I'm above water. I'm like, I'm never doing that stuff ever again. It was too long of a delayed reaction. I don't know if the scotch kicked it in or what.
That's been my thing. Like, I have one that I like, and it takes like an hour for it to kick in at all. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden I'm like, I have a beer as well. And then all of a sudden it's like,
boom.
Okay, now I'm there. And then we did that before the last concert I went to, and I'm like, all right, no, it was way too early, like before the concert. Now I'm at the concert. More?
Yeah. Hey, why not? We didn't talk about it. You had your first Waymo experience.
Oh yeah, I did.
How was that?
It was pretty cool. I wasn't freaked out because of talking to you about it so many times, but my wife was not liking it. I mean, she liked fine. She got over it really quick. You know, it is a weird experience when you first get in, but it's amazing how comfortable you get really fast.
Very quickly. Yeah.
The thing that she didn't like was it doesn't come to where you're at. You got to go to a spot that it parks. And before the concert and dinner, that's fine, because at the hotel, we're just going to go. But afterwards, she's been walking around in whatever shoes she was wearing, and now we got to walk back, and her feet were already killing her.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, whoops.
Yeah. Like the first time you're in it, you're like, okay, it sees that stop sign, right? Like it knows there's a stop sign there, right? And to its defense, it has, like, at least the ones I've been in, shows you like the
everything it sees.
Yeah, everything it sees. So you can like see people walking and everything. So, but yeah, it's you quickly get very comfortable. And then just getting out of it and not having to say thank you, or, you know, or even just have like small conversation with a stranger in the car.
I didn't talk to you about it at all. I didn't tell you the weird situation we got into with it.
No. Nope.
So we're driving down the road, and we're in the right-hand lane coming up on a stop sign, and there's a bus in the bus lane over here that pulls out for the light, but it's at a 45 degree. So the Waymo gets confused, and it starts going at a 45, wedging over towards the left lane, like getting really far. I'm like, this is not good. Like, what's happening here? It finally came to a stop. The light turned green. The bus went, and then it pulled in behind the bus. But it was just weird that it was over the lines. Like, it was creeping up, like trying to get around the bus.
Yeah. Yeah, there are some odd things. I told you last time we had those tourists that stood in front of our Waymo taking pictures. It's like, can you all move, please? Like, we are actually trying to get somewhere, if you don't mind.
Yeah. We had, when we got in it after the concert, which I was expecting it to be a big pain in the ass because everybody needs to get a ride. No problem with it pulling up and picking us up. But before ours got there, we're watching another one and it seemed like it got stuck in traffic, like just a jam-packed intersection.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time ours got there, everything was fine.
Yeah. It's cheaper, or at least the experience I've had, it's been cheaper than Uber for me. So
I think I looked real quick and it was very similar.
Yeah.
So,
and I told you, I saw a Waymo engineering autonomous car driving around San Diego when I was down there last. Not only is it a Waymo car, but it's the boxed one. So it's not the Jag where there's a driver's seat. It's just like a box with, you know, two bench seats in it for people to sit in. And I'm like, oh, this is coming to San Diego, about time.
Yeah, I think we looked that up a couple times ago when we talked about it, and they're supposed to be getting ready in San Diego.
Yeah, it makes sense. Makes sense. All right. So let's talk this place real fast, and then I'll get into my coding adventures. Let's take a second to thank our partners over at this place.
Thank you to our partners over at Displace Technologies. Building PHP applications is your passion. Managing cloud infrastructure shouldn't be your headache. Displace is your partner in cloud infrastructure orchestration, giving solo developers and small teams the tools and automation to deploy enterprise-grade Kubernetes clusters without the enterprise-grade complexity or cost. Their CLI tool streamlines everything from local development to fully managed cloud deployments on AWS, Azure, Google Cloud Platform, and more. Skip the steep learning curve of Docker, Kubernetes, and Terraform. Let their automation free you to focus on your core business without losing control of your infrastructure. Get started at displace.tech. That's displace.tech. And discover how the right tools can eliminate the need for a full DevOps team.
Thanks, thank you, Displace.
Appreciate you. All right, yeah. So
and it happens.
Didn't you? You lost me, didn't you?
For like a split second, yeah.
See, this is what I'm talking about. And I'm on Wi-Fi, so it can't be the landline. It's got to be this. I wonder if I grab, you know what? I have another laptop here. I think next week I'll try the other laptop. I mean, I don't know what it could be. And it's not even the same network connection. One's Wi-Fi, one's a landline. So I'm out of ideas what's going on with this system. All right.
At least,
well,
these are a few years old anyway. It's time to upgrade, right?
In the well, that's what I like to hear that. they came out with another M something. I know I'm fighting the temptation of buying a Mac Mini for the Archie bot that we have running now, the Archie AI, which he should, I hope he was running. I don't know. I'll have to see if he actually posted.
Well, Alfred, its alter ego, was responding to me in Slack just before the show. So
yeah, that's Archie. Yeah. Well, cool. So yeah, I tried to talk code again, and I lost it. All right,
maybe that's why.
Maybe that's why
Restream knows that you're about to talk about code and like afraid of what you're going to say.
Oh gosh, that would be hysterical. Okay, so I've been on a coding project doing a POC. I actually tried to hand it off to another team member, but like my weeks feel like they're so busy. I haven't really gotten a chance to do like a legit handoff to them. And we had a meeting coming up today where they wanted to like see the next phase be done. So yesterday I'm like, all right, I've got to get this knocked out. Cause I was really close to finishing it before anyways. And so I knew like I was right there. I just couldn't get it across the finish line. So I started like going through, you know, all the code and like putting in a bunch of, you know, log, rate to log, which reminds me, God, I got to take that out now. Because I'm too lazy to figure out Xdebug. And I'm like, it's always like, it's got to be right here. I'm just going to do a write the log right here. And if it's here, yeah, I'll know this is where the problem is. And then like 45 minutes later, I've got like 15 write the logs somewhere. But I tracked it down, and it of course it was something silly. I had renamed a variable somewhere else in the code base and didn't rename it, you know, in another place. So like once I did that, everything just worked, and it worked beautifully. So this was actually feeding into an existing workflow within a legacy application. So this is a new POC thing. I'm doing this automated system, and I've, you know, massaged the data and everything so that it's able to leverage an existing workflow. That's a very long and complex workflow. Mm-hmm. I did not want to have to write the whole thing from start to finish. So that went really well, and I was excited. And of course, I tried to demo it, and I demo it, and it works exactly as expected. There are a couple things that, you know, we knew we needed to.
I need to interrupt before you get into your demo. Yeah. I'm still back on the, I renamed a variable and forgot to change it. So you're telling me you don't have any sort of linting or CS checking, not CS. What am I trying to think of? Just any of the tooling in place that's check, static analysis. That's what I'm thinking of. Wow.
No. I mean, nothing. Yeah, I guess I could have run that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me what a bad developer I am, John. This is why I hand my shit off to other people.
That's what I'm here for.
So yeah.
All right, demo.
So you know, it demos fine, and I'm focused on like this back end admin interface, and so that was my whole goal for this week, was let me show them that it's in this back end interface that they're accustomed to. Like they know this interface inside and out. And so I show that to them, and you know, and then of course, you know, one guy's like, well, let me see what the customer sees. I'm like, what? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how to get to the customer's interface. Who do you think I am? And of course, I hadn't prepped it on my dev environment, so I wasn't able to do it. But I was happy. It was funny because they want to start demoing it to potential clients because it's a new product. And the one guy on the phone is like, all right, he goes, I see a bunch of code stuff here. How can I, you know, what can I give my sales guy to demo this? I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Because it's dependent on like outside vendors and stuff. So we're that's kind of something else we need to figure out. But anyways,
set up a demo vendor is really what we have to do.
I have to push this to our test environment, because I've been doing everything locally, and like certain, like again, to see the customer's view, you have to have a, you know, you have to be on a production environment. And so I need to push the test. And like, I was getting ready to do it before the podcast, and I realized, I'm like, shit, man, I haven't pushed the test in so long. I'm like, I'm going to wait till after the podcast, because
something's going to blow up. Something's going to
break. Like, I'm going to break something. I lost confidence in my coding, so.
But this is a separate service, right? So it should be less.
Yeah, it shouldn't impact anything. I mean, it does have new migrations, but they're all new tables. I don't touch any of the existing tables. It should be fine. I'm just overly paranoid, and that's just who I am. But yeah, I'm actually not too worried about it. I'll get it up. I'm excited. I love doing the POC stuff. That's my favorite thing. Like I just do, you know, just geek out on, you know, new approaches.
Because I can break, and you're not breaking anything in production.
Exactly. Yeah. That's my sweet spot, baby. What about you? How was your coding week?
Oh, coding week was getting better. I've been talking about how I've been down in the dumps for the past couple of weeks, and it sucks, but getting there. Stuff I can't really share too openly, but trying to get myself out of that funk, which is really hard to do. But I do want to bring up, we were on a call recently and came up with a great new title for you, because CEO is so outdated.
Yeah, I really uses that anymore.
I really like CFA.
CFA.
You are our CFA now.
Okay.
Our curator of feature articles.
Oh gosh, curator of feature articles.
Yeah. That was, I don't even know where that came from, but once I said it, it stuck, and I was like, I got to bring that up. It was hilarious.
We're actually looking good with our feature articles, man. It's nice to have a nice full pipeline of feature articles.
At least for a few months, right?
Yeah.
Coding week, I've done a little bit of coding, but mostly my past week has been around getting ready to upgrade from MySQL 8.0 to 8.4 because 8.0 is end of life. And I need to check on AWS or RDS. Last time when we had to go from 5.6 to 8, if you didn't do it within a specific time, you got charged. Like they automatically tacked on a support agreement. So I don't know if that's happening with RDS as well, but it's definitely coming to a head with one of our bigger clients and their Percona support contract. So
gotcha.
Trying to go through all the changes that are happening, and the team that was there that unfortunately is no longer there did an amazing job at documenting a lot of the things that need to be done. So I'm just trying to take small bites out of that to get things ready for the upgrade. I mean, I installed it via Docker and everything seems to be working, but I also haven't hit all the use cases. So luckily a lot of it is deprecations, and it's going to be fun seeing what happens when you go from 8.4 to 9 at some point in the future, because I brought up switching from the UTF-8 MB3 character set, because that's deprecated and you need to move to MB4. And the DBA is like, not happening.
Why is that?
Because the tables are just massive, and it would lock the tables for so long.
Oh, so yes, the alter command would take forever, huh?
Right. So he's like, if we don't have to, I don't want to. And I'm like, all right, let me look. And saw it was deprecated, so it'll still work.
But you'll have to eventually.
That's what I keep saying. Eventually, you're going to have to. But hey, his business, if he says no, the answer is no. I'm not going to even think about it. So I just marked the ticket as rejected and moved on. So between that and dealing with AWS S3, because this has been on the radar for, a couple of years now, where we just watch the bucket size grow and grow and grow. Mm-hmm. I forget how many terabytes we're up to now, but there's a lot of files in there. So phone call recordings where you gets recorded in a WAV format, and then we convert it to MP3. Mm-hmm. And then we just kept the WAV files around, mostly because, you know, when you first start, S3 is so cheap, you don't really think about it.
Right.
And always for that, well, what if? So why mm-hmm. take the risk? And yeah, that's coming to a head where some soft numbers of if we deleted the files would save like $100 a day. It's like, yeah, it's probably worth it. So I've been working on that and trying to do it in a way where it's not just a sweeping like delete in an uncontrolled manner. So mm-hmm. first I took just a recursive listing of every file within the bucket, which ended up being like over 13 gigs of a text file of this list.
Wow.
And then wrote a script that looked only for a very specific prefix, so that it wasn't in every folder in a user's path. It was like, if it's within this prefix, if there's an MP3 with the same name as the wave, let's delete the wave. It's over 75 million records or files to delete.
What? That had to take some time.
It took a day and a half of just cranking through, going through it. And
that would have been one of those things I've been like, God, I hope I got that right.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
No, Joe, it's not. Joe asked if the bucket is doing intelligent tiering for storage. No, should probably look into that.
Yeah,
I can't remember if that was brought up before and just hasn't been done yet, but
I was going to ask you about that, because that's one of the things Joe did for us when he first came on board. He went through our DigitalOcean spaces, which is their S3 implementation, And like we had all of our videos from all the techs we did out there, and you know, just a bunch of just, you know, archive stuff that we don't really need to access, but we want to have available. Mm-hmm. And he took them all, these buckets, and put them in, you know, basically like a deep freeze. I forget what it's called, an S3, or what it's called even on DigitalOcean, but it's right. Still the same S3, but it's the bandwidth is a lot lower and the accessibility is a lot slower, and you know, right. So
I think it's meant Glacier on S3.
Glacier on AWS. Oh, is that? Yeah, S3. AWS, yeah. S3. It's Glacier. So yeah, that was, you know, that middle ground where, like, if they were really kind of iffy about actually deleting stuff, you could say, well, it could still save you some money. But
yeah, I mean, this alone will do it. I think we've talked about in the past, because their pricing model at one of the price points is unlimited retention of these recordings. And I've been fighting, like, we should lower that to something reasonable. Like, we don't need recordings from 4 years ago, I'm sure, but that hasn't happened.
Yeah.
So if the tiering system would do something like that, like files over X years old, move them or however you do it, that would be helpful.
I'm pretty sure you can. But I don't know.
Only we had an ops person I could talk to.
Talk to Joe about that stuff, man. I'll say anything to get attention. So, all right.
And man, PHP Tech fast approaching 68 days.
Dude, kind of stop it with this. I know Scale was last week. And,
did you end up going?
I did not go, man. I just couldn't, man. I was so beat up. Like I told you, I kind of took a soft day on Friday where, yeah, I wasn't like totally off, but yeah, I was not as on as I normally am. And then I'm like, okay, I'll do a wind down day on Friday and then I'll go on Saturday. And Saturday came around. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not getting out of bed. So I ended up missing it, and I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited about tech. I think that's my big thing, is like I'm focused on tech coming up, and just, you know, kind of getting that taken care of.
I gotta look back at Reddit advertising. I know we had that call with them a while ago. I think if we're gonna do it, now's the time.
Yeah.
Trying to get people there.
Yeah.
And JS Tech is pretty much not doing anything. We need, if you know any JavaScript developers that should be coming out, please let them know that JS Tech is a thing. We are
schedules trying. Are up. Yeah, schedules are up. So to read the schedule, these first three are technically PHP Tech, and the fourth one is JS Tech. But again, you can go to any of the talks for either of the conferences when you show up. So you basically get two conferences for the price of one.
Right.
Yeah.
And an extra track, basically.
And an extra track, yeah, because John's got to have his four tracks. I should move the schedule above the speakers. What do you think? Just because we have so many speakers.
Plus, the speakers have been up there for a while. The schedule's newer.
Yeah, I should move it above the speakers.
Probably not a bad idea.
I thought I'd done that, but I guess I didn't. All right. Yeah. Yeah, so schedule's up on PHP Tech and jstech.io, and start planning your trip today if you haven't. I think we still have some hotel rooms available at the discounted price, but they will go quickly. We ran out of them last year, so you want to jump on that as soon as you can. You have been warned.
Yep. So I was telling you before we started streaming that I might have to take off a little early today. Got to go pick up my son from school. Hard when you have two kids and they both have different places to be. Got to divide and conquer. And today is one of those days.
Yeah.
My wife is taking my younger son to Ninja. So we do a Ninja class a couple days a week, but he wanted to add in a third this week because we have some makeup tokens.
Mm-hmm.
Basically just, he's missed days because of baseball. So he gets to go back and make those days up, and he's super excited about it.
Your older one is in high school, right?
Middle school, first year of middle school.
Your older one?
Yeah, it's only in sixth grade. Unless I have another kid I don't know about.
Something. Well, that could be true.
No, it's still in middle and elementary school, fourth and sixth grade.
See, I thought they were in middle and high school. Jeez, I'm too old to care.
You don't pay attention.
I don't. I really don't. Baseball's starting. I'll be paying attention to that. I'm excited.
Got a game ball for one of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we got our first win this week.
Yay! Congrats.
Yeah. 1-3.
All right. I guess I'm going to share with you.
What is that?
I'm going to do a deep throwback to the PHP Ugly days. I think you might appreciate this. So if you're an old PHP Ugly listener, you'll appreciate this.
Does this have to do with microwaves?
Yes, it has to do with microwaves. Our good friend Tom Rideout from PHP Ugly used to have this thing about microwaves and microwaves mapping your house and all this, and we'd give him a hard time about it. Whatever, you know. All good fun. Another friend of mine this week sent me this link to this open source project that will turn your Wi-Fi router so that it can see through walls, basically. It can see where you're walking. And listen, I don't know if this is real or not, but if it is, it's tripping me out a little bit. So you see this kid. So you see this kid, and you see him walk behind the wall. Now, my whole thing is it actually seeing him, or is it just like trying to determine based on how fast he was walking where he's at?
Right.
Because like the outline goes like this wonky shape, but supposedly this is all being done with the Wi-Fi router.
Oh yeah, because it turns as if he was turned flat, but he's walking this way.
Yeah.
But as soon as he's behind the wall, it like flips.
And it doesn't move. It just stands still, you know, just like it comes a shape, and it just, there's no motion to it except for the forward motion that it's taking.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't want to believe this is real, but also it's like, that would be pretty trippy if it was. Like, this would be some, you know,
just based on
government agent stuff.
Just based on that observation, I'm going to say it's false. It's not real.
Yeah. So there, it is a project out there. If you guys are interested, we'll put it in the show notes. I had bookmarked this Wi-Fi net user guy. This is it. This is actually the code base. This is actually the repo here. So I'll share all this stuff in the show notes for anybody who's interested. If you do it and you figure it out and you can confirm it, let me know.
Jeffrey Davison, what is WBC? Oh, the World Baseball Classic, or what is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
World Baseball Classic, yeah. What happened to the Trello board? Do you see the card I just tried moving?
I moved it over.
Oh, I don't
see it. It's at the bottom of 312.
Okay, cool. I'll add this tweet one to it as well for anybody who cares. All right. I don't see the bot posting it. Nope, because the bot has crashed. Bot's crashed again.
My wife just sent me pictures of my kid at Ninja because he's the ninja of the week. I don't know if I told you last time, but this kid is fearless. And if you don't know what a lache is, basically swing from a bar, let go, and fly to the next bar. So you build up momentum, release, grab. His coach is always pushing him to try harder things. And last week, he told him, try climbing up the truss to the bar that's connecting the truss, and it's probably like 15 feet up, and grab onto the bar up there, swing, and try and grab the next bar. And he climbed up there first just to check the height and just came, like, let go and dropped right down. And then at the end of the class, he climbed back up and he tried. He just didn't grab the next bar. He, like, touched it and fell to the ground. No big deal. Monday, he went and tried it again after class, and he made it. Swung from bar to bar. And I'm like, dang it, I forgot to get my phone out to record it. So he's coach is like, you want to do it again? And my son was like, yeah. So I go in there with him and he does it a second time. So he did it twice in a row. He was super excited and
cool,
just crazy. So anyway, they made him Ninja of the Week and they always ask, where do you want to have your picture taken at? And of course, he wanted his picture taken hanging from that bar up there.
To be young again and not hurt so much.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, like I said before the show, I'm kind of light on stories. Anybody interested? I guess Laravel 13 is dropping in 5 days.
Yep, on Tuesday.
Yeah, on Tuesday. So that should be exciting. Bunch of new features out there.
Anything you're looking forward to? Or
no, not really. Kind of went through it. Like I said, I think this go around, it's all about attributes and moving things from the old, you know, protected way to doing attributes. So I think that's like a big focus of it. And according to the article, there's no breaking changes. We'll see. But yeah, it's a pretty light upgrade. It sounds like some couple new things, nothing big, nothing super earth shattering. I got something exciting to share with you. A little peek into personal life. Do you know what tomorrow is?
Tomorrow is March 13th. No.
Making it Friday the 13th. Not only is it Friday the 13th, it's March Friday the 13th. And
that's when you started dating, right?
Started dating on March Friday the 13th. I literally picked her up like at 5 o'clock to go to like a midnight movie. Didn't plan out that time very well because I didn't have any real filler between the two. But I managed to fake it. And we saw, we saw some like just really bad Burt Reynolds movie. Heat. Is it Heat? Is Burt Reynolds a Heat movie? We went and saw it. It was the worst movie I've ever gone to the theater to see, but it was all worth it to hang out with Beck. So
picked her up at 5 for a midnight movie.
Picked her up from work at 5. Yeah, no, it's not. It wasn't Heat. That was something else. God damn it.
And how old were you at that point?
I was a senior in high school, so 18. I was driving. So yeah, 18, which would have made her, she's older than I am, in case you did not know that.
I know you love pointing that out.
For about a week out of the year, she's 2 years older than I am, but no, her birthday's a week before mine.
She does say Heat. It was Heat.
I was. What are you doing awake? That woman. It was such a bad movie. But yeah, it was such a, just a good night, just all around for, you know, I don't know. It was like one of those things, like you just kind of knew it was a good, like something was happening. You know what I mean?
Premiere of Wizard of Oz.
What?
Sarah says you were a senior in high school, so was it the premiere of Wizard of Oz?
Damn it. Yeah. took me home to meet his parents. Yeah, did take you home to meet my parents. I had time to kill, lady. Go back to sleep. Yeah. It was a good time. I had a good time. All right. So Friday the 13th, March Friday the 13th. It doesn't happen. It only happens once every 100 years. So this is our second March Friday the 13th.
Well, happy anniversary day early.
I know, Joe. Burt Reynolds wasn't in Heat. What was his movie called, though? The wife says it was Heat. I'm trying to look him up. I'm only finding.
Maybe it wasn't Heat. Maybe it wasn't Burt Reynolds that you saw.
No, it was Burt Reynolds.
Then, so you're calling your wife a liar is what you're doing?
No. I'm just saying she's mistaken. IMDb. Here we go. IMDb. Why is it not showing me his movies? Why is it just showing me producers? What? I hate this. I can't computer anymore, John.
I know. Getting old sucks.
I'm telling you, man.
Don't do it.
Somebody find out what movie Burt Reynolds made in 1989. Or no, jeez, that's when we got married. 1987. Burt Reynolds movie 1987. Here we go. That's what I could just do that. That's 78. That wouldn't be right either. Dyslexia sucks balls. There we go. Burt Reynolds, Rent-A-Cop wasn't Rent-A-Cop. Malone? No. Malone? It's saying Malone back. I think Burt Reynolds did a movie called Malone in 1987. So, no, it was not Malone. It was not Malone. Come on. All right, I don't have to tell you guys. I remember it being called Heat. The wife remembers it being called Heat, but I can't find any record of it. So, I don't have to tell you.
I'm previewing the next card you have, but something else jumped out at me from it.
It is Heat.
Is OMG WTF BBQ a known thing?
What?
So, well, on the next... God,
barbecue?
Right. Oh my gosh, what the fuck, barbecue? But, I ask, because it's on that next ticket, but I've seen it in one other place, and that's when we took over PHP Architect in the planning phase for PHP Tech, it always ended with an OMG WTF BBQ.
I don't remember.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
I'm looking up Heat, man. What
is... You're still on that?
I'm trying to prove my point, God damn it. It was Heat, Joe. I'm sorry.
Old IRC slang. How do I not remember that? I'm an old IRC person.
Are you talking about the PHP unit? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. But right at the top, it says that. And I was just like, it just caught my eye because I've seen it in another place.
What does it mean?
Oh my gosh, what the fuck? Barbecue. It's like,
it does mean that.
Yeah. It's like, so for PHP Tech, it was, oh my gosh, we're ready to do this. We're going to have a barbecue and celebrate type of.
Got it. All right. So this was about PHP Unit 13 coming out, which if you aren't aware, the guys interviewed Sebastian on Alive and Kicking this week. I like Sebastian. I've spoken to him in the past for when I was writing Community Corner for PHP Architect before, you know, we were running it. Real nice guy. I like him a lot. But yeah, so PHP Unit 13 is out. I don't know what else to say about that. It's there.
I know. I haven't gone and looked at it to see what's new in it. And
yeah, this array assertions thing is a big thing. I think that's the only big thing that's new. Hard deprecation of any. Yeah. Check it out. PHP 13 or PHP Unit 13. God damn. I really need to stop doing this for a living.
I really got to learn how to use Notion. I can never find our PHP Tech checklist. We really need to go over that.
What's it called on Mac? Command K, baby. Command K everything and start typing in words and it'll find it.
Yeah,
that's global search.
Yeah, that's what you think. You won't find it. Let me try just the oh my god, WTF BBQ. Hey, there it is.
I forgot that was on there.
All right. Oh, I forgot. That's what I always forget. Notion, you have to click that load more at the bottom. I can never find it.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. That might be. All right. Sounds like we're coming to an end. We are running out of steam.
I think so. I gotta get out of here. Kid. Yeah. Kid's crying in the rain waiting for his dad to pick him up.
Probably. That makes sense.
All right. We're gonna call it a little short this week. We don't have anything, you know, that enlightening to say to you all, but I hope everybody's enjoying themselves, enjoying being a developer. Check out PHP Tech. Get your room. Make sure you get your room because it's all in the same spot. And I hope to see everybody there in May. And if not, I hope to see you next week.
Wait. No.
What happened? Did I drop it again?
No, I dropped that time.
Oh. next week. Yeah, we're doing next week, right? Why do I think we have something going on next week?
I don't know. Do we have something going on next week? Something very important on the 19th?
No, nothing.
Oh my gosh, I don't have anything.
Yeah. All right, y'all are out of luck. We'll be doing this again next week. So, expect y'all to be here. Sorry. I tried. I tried giving this now, but it's just not possible at this time. All right. Thanks, everybody. Oh,
I know what's going on next Thursday.
What?
We have to take the day off to celebrate Joe Ferguson's birthday.
Is that guy getting older? I meant to say, I'm going to do a little bit more filler. I know you want to leave early.
No, I'm good.
The stand-up routine that I had, open claw do with the team,
mm-hmm.
blew me away. It really blew me away. I hope they're finding it helpful. So I have an OpenClaw AI reaching out to the team to do their stand-ups, which isn't that far from what I was doing before. It was just the static. It would ask them the same three questions every day. Now it engages them a little bit, it should be asking them about follow-ups from the day before. But they started using it in a way that I didn't see coming. So Joe and Chris are two of the bigger users of this, but I noticed like everybody started doing it, where throughout the day, it'll go in there and talk to the AI agent and tell it, you know, what it's done through the day. And then I think it was Chris has it like asked the AI agent to check for security alerts and, you know, let him know about new security alerts. And it's just like, man, I'm like, that's why I was saying I'm on the verge of buying a Mac Mini, because this agent, I feel like, is actually being productive. Mm-hmm. And I kind of want to get, you know, take it to the next level. But I have it running on the trash can Mac, and yeah, I can't get the Brew install to like install some of the dependencies I want to install so that can do some of the stuff I want to do. So I'm fighting the temptation to get a Mac Mini. But yeah, man, I'm super excited about how productive it's being. So I need to get it back on Ollama. I had my Ollama install running, and it was working, and then it wasn't working, and everything went sideways, and I haven't been able to get it working again. Not Ollama itself. I have Ollama. I use it all the time. It's, you know, that's not the problem. It's the configuration with OpenClaw that keeps going wonky on me. So I need to work on that again, because I just like, I see how much chatter is happening with the agent, and I don't want to discourage the team from doing it. But then I keep going and looking at the bill. I'm like, God damn. So I need to get it back on Ollama so we're not paying Anthropic. Not that I have an issue with Anthropic. I'm a big Anthropic fan, Claude Code for life right now. But, you know, for this task, it doesn't need to be on Anthropic. And Ollama could probably handle everything just fine. So I need to get back over there. But yeah, man, I'm telling you, I was really blown away. Now, it didn't generate the summaries like I used to do. So I used to do that with Gemini, and I had this workflow that would put their stand-ups in a spreadsheet. Then I would Gemini go through and summarize their week. And it worked pretty good. And then I would manually track things that they're like waiting on feedback for, and, you know, track it every week to see where it was and all this other stuff. And it worked all right. And I tried that with the AI agent for the team, and it didn't do as good of a job, but, you know, it's a process. So I just keep tweaking it. I think it'll get there. I really do. But man, I couldn't, I was really happy to see how well that worked. So
awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I talked about it here on the show. That's where I told you about it. So, all right, I'm going to wrap it up. Thanks everybody for hanging out with us. We appreciate everybody. See you next week.
This has been PHP Podcast, the official podcast of PHP Architect,
the industry's leading tech magazine and publisher
focused on PHP and web development. Subscribe today at phparch.com to see what the leaders in the community and industry are talking about.